15 international, national, and local enterprises have already joined the Open Memorandum on the Restoration and Development of Entrepreneurship on the Crimean Peninsula after its de-occupation. This was announced by Alexander Kubrikov, the Deputy Prime Minister for the Restoration of Ukraine, the Minister of Communities, Territories and Infrastructure Development of Ukraine. The temporary occupation of the peninsula turned it into a symbol of Russia's imperial, inhumane, terrorist and chauvinist essence. However, today we are talking about a different future for Crimea. With the recovery after the temporary occupation, with the development of infrastructure, with the return of investments, tourists, freedom of speech and action. We will create the largest Eastern Europe's technological center in Crimea. Free economic zones, abolition of currency regulation, modern digital infrastructure and unlimited opportunities for learning and self-development. Together with Ukraine, decent living standards will return to Crimea, Kubrikov said. Despite actual destruction of the economy, business and tourism on the peninsula by Russia, despite the losses from environmental terrorism, it will become better than it was, Oleksandra Azarhina, Deputy Minister of Communities, Territories and Infrastructure Development of Ukraine, is confident. Economic power, large ports and sea routes. Technology parks and R&D centers of the world's leading IT companies. Modern educational infrastructure. A new travel brand. All these are components of the restoration of the liberated Crimea. Already today, dozens of leading companies and international organizations are ready to join the restoration of the peninsula. I am confident that together we will restore the Ukrainian Crimea, Azarhina stressed. Today, Ukraine has unprecedented support for the de-occupation of Crimea at various levels. The governments of partner countries and international organizations, as well as leading businesses from Ukraine and around the world which have already joined the Open Memorandum on the Restoration and Development of the Peninsula. Natalia Tolub,